Debbie Hinnon, advanced practice nurse and certified diabetes educator. And we're here to talk today about the Saturday, November 9th, Community Diabetes Expo. Debbie, welcome to the Afternoon News Studio.
Thank you.
It is a real privilege to have you here, and I'm so glad you reached out to us.
We are thrilled you're willing to talk to us about this.
It's a critical, critical issue, and it is on our radar here at CareDO. And as I shared with you, and many of our listeners already know, that our sports director, Rob Namnoom, has a family who is affected by type 1 diabetes. Mm-hmm. And diabetes is tough stuff. If you are in that stage where adult onset could be on the horizon for you, or if you are in full-blown, or if you are type 1, it changes your life. It's a bigger health concern than a lot of people, I think it is.
I couldn't agree more. Almost epidemic, actually. And you mentioned the pre-diabetes category, which is twice as many people as are already diagnosed with full-blown diabetes. It is just unbelievable that maybe 50 million Americans have pre-diabetes. They're on that path.
And how does one find themselves on that path? Is it a combination of things that are ranging from genetic to diet to, our environment, things like that?
Absolutely. And you put them in exactly the right order, because type 2 diabetes is a strong dominant trait. So, the environment brings out some of the things that bring the diabetes out quicker. People who gain weight, they're not as active, the older we get. But if they don't have the genetic predisposition, they don't get diabetes. Now, think about it. You know a lot of fluffy people, and they may not have diabetes.
Right.
So they don't have that genetic predisposition.
And some signs to look for. So naturally, we're going to talk about the Diabetes Expo, which is a great place to get information, resources, learn more about this. But if we are just kind of wandering around and we're really not sure, we know it's in our world somewhere, what questions do we ask ourselves?
It's very sneaky. That's a great question, because you want to think about what to look for. And with type 2 diabetes, as you mentioned, adult onset typically, the symptoms are very insidious, very sneaky. Maybe you're tired. Maybe you've got some vision changes. And while a person might be diagnosed in middle adulthood, you think, gosh, this is just usual. I mean, of course I'm tired. Of course my vision's changing. If the blood sugars are very high, 300 or 400, someone might go to the bathroom more, lose weight, have some of those symptoms that are much more classic with type 1 diabetes.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Let's talk about the expo then. That is coming up this Saturday from 9 until noon. It's at the UC Health Memorial Admin Center, which is on Pikes Peak Ave. And the admission is free. Parking is also free. Who is this aimed at?
We would like to invite people with diabetes and their care partners to join us. We are thrilled to be hosting that at Memorial. And it's a community event. All of the diabetes educators, many of the providers and industry partners are helping host it. So people with diabetes, people who wonder if they have diabetes, or people who have a loved one with diabetes. We're going to have a lot of screening kinds of things. We'll be able to do a finger stick, get a drop of blood, and do that 3-month A1C test. We'll be able to have a camera and have a technician who'll be able to do eye photographs. And the Kidney Foundation is bringing a small army, and they'll be doing urine testing, checking the GFR, the kidney function, blood pressure, and not to mention speakers. We've got some great speakers, even a dietitian who's going to talk about holiday foods.
And yes, Dr. Ross, who is a nephrologist, and talking about diabetes and the kidney. What is a nephrologist exactly?
Well, that's a specialist who focuses on work with the kidneys. And in diabetes world, that's one of the things we fear the most. The ugly complications of diabetes may lead to blindness, heart disease, kidney disease, amputations. And so getting Dr. Ross's partners to help us learn more about diabetes, we don't want to have kidney failure, dialysis, be in line for a transplant. So we're looking forward to his expertise.
And this is very important, especially this time of year, because one of the topics you're going to be addressing with Laura Tonsitz.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. She's going to talk about holiday eating. This is a very challenging time of the year, especially with all of the sweets and sweet things around.
This is a tough time of year to have diabetes. And it's amazing, really, the kinds of things that you can make that give you that sweet bite without feeling like you've had a terrible disaster with your total diabetes going sideways. So we're really looking forward to some of the coaching we can get from Miss Laura.
Absolutely. So again, the Community Diabetes Expo, open to anyone who has diabetes in their world. It doesn't matter how, body or not. This is for you. Saturday, November 9th, 9 a.m. to noon, UC Health Memorial Administration Center, 2420 East Pikes Peak Avenue, Colorado Springs. Admission and parking are completely free, and it's going to be a good day to get out and get that checked. Debbie Hinnan, advanced practice nurse and certified diabetes educator for Memorial Hospital. Thank you so much for spending some of your time here on KRDO's Afternoon News today.
You are welcome, and thanks for that good weather coming on Saturday.
Mary Matthews. She gets the credit for that, Debbie. Thank you very much.